I'd like to speak tonight about
the two ways.
There are two ways that we must make a choice. And I want to notice first, I can't just say for sure, but there's two places where in Proverbs it says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Two different places it speaks that in the Proverbs. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And then I want to notice a scripture in Isaiah 35, I believe it is. And verse 8, it leads up to this. We won't read the other scriptures, but this is a prophecy of the New Testament age that we're in today. And it speaks about the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them. And that's talking about the Word and the Spirit. Back before that in the other chapter, it spoke about the book of the Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord was going to be with them to bring us to a knowledge of the truth. The desert shall rejoice, the desert of man's heart, and the terrible ways of life. It can be blossoming in the grace of God. That's prophecy. I don't know how much you study in prophecy, but that's a very vital part of the gospel. Because that's where the gospel was formulated and prophesied of. And anyway, this is what this chapter is speaking about, is the New Testament of Jesus Christ and salvation. And I want to notice, though, verse 8 and 9. That's the main verses I wanted to mention. It says, a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, or the men who will tread the way, though fools in the eyes of the world, they shall not err therein, in this way of holiness. He said he saw a way, it said a highway shall be there, and a way. And some have brought out that a highway, like one of our big toll roads, or what do you call them? Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. How it's a way, but then there's a way to get up on it. And this is the way to heaven. There is a way. The highway shall be there, and a way. It shall be called the way of holiness. This is the way that we need to try to follow and get on in our life. Be holy, for I am holy, the Bible speaks about in prophecy and also fulfilled and quoted in the New Testament. So there shall be a highway there. It's up above everything else. It's up above the world and its styles and fads and fashions. It's up above the world and its covetousness and pride and vanity and lust and greed. It's above all this evil, wicked world we live in. It's a highway. It's a way of holiness. It's a good way, too. Praise the Lord. I want to notice another scripture. I believe it's Jeremiah. Let's see if we can find that in Jeremiah 6, and it's where it speaks about the way. I might have to just try to quote it. 6:16. Thank you, brother. That's what I was wanting. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see. Now this is the prophet speaking, but it comes right down to us today. Stand ye in the way. We live in a world that's so many different ways, so many different ideas, so many different thoughts and feelings and things that people go after. But it says, stand in the ways and what? See, look, search, diligently pursue to find the true way. Stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, wherein is the good way. The old paths, paths of ancient, back way before the beginning of time, God's ways talking about. Stand ye in the ways and ask for the old paths, wherein is the good way, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. That's happening today. People don't want to walk the way of holiness and purity and righteousness and godliness and faith and humility and love and grace. They don't want to walk that way. They want to walk after the styles and fads and fashions, after the old television and the old internet and all the wickedness that's coming over it. They just don't want to walk this humble way, this lowly way, this pure way, this holy way. May the Lord help us today. These are scriptures that are very impressive to our hearts. Stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. That doesn't mean the old worn out, no count paths. That means the paths from ancient glory that God gave to us and laid out for us. Oh, we want to walk in the way of holiness. We want to go the way of salvation. We want to go the way of humility. We want to go the way of purity and honesty and faithfulness and love. Oh, dear ones, Lord, help us today. What way are you traveling in? See my little picture I drew? We're going to go to the scripture where that is. In Matthew 7, 13 and 14. This is the words of our Savior. And I pray the Lord will help us. The Lord just inspired me this. While I was sitting in this house tonight, I've had other messages on my heart. The Lord's loaded me up. But He gave me this freshly. And I thought, surely somebody else has got a message. So I waited for you. And if you didn't get up, I just want to go ahead. Lord, help me. I feel the Spirit of the Lord working in my soul. It says here, enter ye in at the straight gate. Straight, S-T-R-A-I-T. That doesn't mean just actually straight, but it is a straight way. But it means difficult. It's a difficult way. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate. I didn't put any gates up there, but gates is an opening. Wide is the gate that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Most of the people in life want to go their own way. They want to go the way of the flesh, the way of self, the way of worldliness, the way of pride, the way of entertainment of the world. They want to go that way, but that way is a downward way. Lust and greed and all these styles and fads and fashions. People like to go that way, but it's wrong. And it'll lead you to hell. That's the truth. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be. It's a popular way. Most everybody wants to go that way. The world around us, you see it all everywhere. Pride, vanity, covetousness, strife, bitterness, hatred, fighting wars and all that, guns and tanks and bombs and airplanes and all this. It's the downward way. But Jesus came and showed us the true way. And He's speaking about it here. Enter ye in at the straight gate. Try to enter in. You must press to enter in. I believe He said in another place, the law and the prophets were until John, and since then the kingdom of heaven is preached, and every man presses into it. In another place it says the way of truth will suffer. I can't get that. Suffer. Well, that's all right. We'll let that go. This is the one I'm going to go on. This is from Luke 16:16. Yes. The law and the prophets were until John. And since that time, John, the kingdom of heaven is preached, and every man presses into it. You have to press your way into the kingdom of heaven. You have to press your way to get into the narrow way. You have to repent of your sins. You have to give up your ways. Let's hold that right there. I've got another one I want to make mention of in Isaiah 55. And starting at verse 6. Now listen to this. This is the prophet Isaiah. He was a gospel prophet. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way. Those are plain words. Let the wicked seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He's near. Let the wicked forsake his way. The way of the world. The way of styles and fads. The way of pride and vanity and covetousness. You'd be surprised how many people are staying with that love of money. That's a downward way. The way of holiness is far different from that. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. The way you think, the way you look at things, governs what you do. And the devil is always on hand to bring the wrong thoughts to your mind. Satan got our mother Eve to do the wrong thing by putting the wrong thoughts in her mind. And it's still going on today. That's why a lot of people are not saved today, because they had the devil's got thoughts in their mind. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord. Come back. Come back to the narrow way, to the holy way, to the righteous way, the humble way, the pure way. Let him return unto the Lord, and He'll have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. You have to leave your ways. You might think, well, I don't have any bad ways. I'm not such a bad fellow. That's the problem. You don't see your bad ways. You think it's all right. Isn't there a scripture that said, every way of man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the hearts. In fact, there's two places, 16 and 21 of Proverbs has that saying, the second verse. It says it a little different in one from the other, but it means the same thing. Every way of man is right in his own eyes. You think you're going all right. I don't need to change. That's the problem. You need to change. You need to forsake your ways. Quit doing the things you're doing. I could tell you some things that I was going after when I was in sin. Going after the lust of the flesh. A girlfriend at school. And we liked each other. But I knew she wasn't a godly girl. And I was raised in a godly home. But I was caught up in that for several months. But I thank the Lord the time came and I had to sever my relations with her. Had to tell her, I can't go with you no more. She cried and wept. And it took months for me to get over that. But I was determined. I was wanting to go God's way. I wanted to go the way of faith, not the way of worldly attraction and fleshly lust. Lord, help us today. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. You will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For your ways, my thoughts, are not your thoughts, saith the Lord. Neither are your ways my ways. Your ways are not God's way. You know, that's why it's hard for people to make a change, to give up. They just don't want to give up their ways. That's just the way it is. We're all human beings. Imagine if all of the godly people could make a statement and tell about it tonight, to be surprised at how difficult it was for them to really press to give up their own ways. Oh, I had plans. I wanted to go to college and get an education and make money and have a big fine home, and that's what I wanted to do. I gave that up. I consecrated my life to the Lord. I'm glad I did. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I gave up the world. I'm glad I gave up my plan. I'm glad I gave it all up, because I found something so much better. His ways are much better than your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So we have to give up our ways. Oh, we could just spend a lot of time talking about things that people like to do. The whole world is caught up in this wicked, evil communications that we have. Now, back when I was young, coming up, the television had took over. The television had took over, and it was everybody, most everybody, had a television. Except the saints of God. Our people, the ministers, the Holy Spirit ministers, saw the evil of that thing. And we took a stand against it. I was one of them. I was a young minister starting out. And we had a meeting and we signed and we made a decree, a declaration that should not have a television in the home. Now, some people didn't adhere to that, didn't take that. But I'm glad that my mother took her stand. My daddy wanted a television. He was not a godly man like my mother was. And he wanted a television. But about that time, we had a neighbor down that way and a neighbor up that way that had television. And us boys, us three little boys, we would go running and go to these other places and watch the television. And my daddy saw what it was doing, and he consented with my mother, won't have the television. And I thank God we never did. There's awful things. And now, We've still got the old TV, but it's a lot worse than it ever was. It's not fit to be in a person's home. It isn't. There's too much evil and too much wrong. One night, my wife and I was on a trip, and we stopped at and got a motel room that night, and I don't know, I was just kind of curious. I didn't mean to do wrong or anything. I was just kind of curious, and I just turned on the old television to see what was going on. Well, there was a program on, and I was just kind of watching it casually like, and all of a sudden, you know what happened? Here comes and step in a naked woman. I mean, it was true. I better turn that thing off. But she was there. Tell you what, dear ones, you want to go the way of holiness, you're going to have to deny yourself of a lot of this stuff, this junk that's on our society. Now they say, and I'm not on the internet, but they say the internet is far worse than the TV ever was. Is that right? You want to go the way of the Lord? You want to go the way that leads to heaven, the holy way? You're going to have to deny yourself of these earthly, worldly things that attract people and ensnare their soul. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Let's get back now to Matthew 7:13. This is our Savior's words. And I count the words of our Savior, I count them as right and true and for our good. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. You don't have to be self-denying and go the way that goes down. Do your own thing. Have fun. You have one life, just make it. You've got just one life. But where's it going to lead to? Now you can just count this message as bung and no good and just forget about it if you want to. I ain't going to make nobody listen to what I say. I have a little chance to speak it, and I'm going to speak it as the Lord and Lawrence Ben helps me. But nobody, you're not going to have to do it. No, you go ahead and take your own way. I know people that do it. I know young people that took their own way, that grew up with me. Where are they today? Some of them are in eternity. Didn't want to take the way of the saints. Didn't want to be modest. It's awful the way women are dressing these days. God is not pleased. Low-neck dresses, short dresses, form-fitting clothes, shorts, all these things. God's not pleased. That's wrong. If you want to go the way of holiness, men and women both must dress in modest apparel. That's just the way the Bible teaches. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life. What does he say? Is it popular? Is it the way most everybody wants to go? Few there be that find it. Just a few. It's not a popular way. To be holy, to be pure in heart, to be humble, to be submissive and obedient to God. That's the way that leads to eternal life. Few there be that find. May the Lord help us today. Young people, listen to me. You've got it before you. the two ways. I remember, Lord, one of the ways the Lord dealt with me when he was bringing conviction to my heart at the age of 18. Not quite, 17. I wasn't quite 18. One of these was a vision into my mind of the two ways, just like that. The two ways. And I saw the way that leads to heaven's glory was narrow and straight and difficult. And I saw that the way that leads to eternal doom, lake of fire, was wide and broad and easy. I saw that. It helped bring conviction to my mind. I had a praying mother. She prayed for me. She told me one day when she saw me doing things that I shouldn't be doing, she said, "Son, I'm praying for you that God will sicken you out on what you're doing." And that's just exactly what the Lord did. I've told you about the time that I was running out in the twilight of the evening, and I didn't see the guide wire of an electric pole. And I was running at top speed. And I wasn't saved, and I wasn't right with God, and I knew it. But it caught me right here in my neck. I was running at top speed, and it flipped me over just like that, just that quick, on my face on the ground. And I got up, and the blood was streaming out of my mouth and my nose. Oh, I'm in trouble, trouble, trouble. I hurried to the house. We lived out northeast of town. I hurried to the house. I said, "Oh, Mama, I've hurt myself. I was just bleeding something awful." Oh, she said, "Well, lay down." She laid me down on the couch, and she began to get some towels and things to sop up the blood. Oh, I was just bleeding awful. She got on the phone and called our pastor, Brother O.C. Porter, and he lived about 5 miles south of us. And they came up and prayed for me. But I was doing business with God. I said, "Lord," I didn't say it out loud, but I said it in my heart and mind. I said, "If you'll stop this bleeding, I'll give my heart to you." And in just a little bit, it stopped. I'm glad. It was a space of time before I finally got to the place where I got it, but I gave my heart to the Lord. I entered into the narrow way. You have to deny yourself. Jesus said, "Except a man come after me and deny himself and take up his cross, he cannot be my disciple." There's a cross for you to bear if you want to live for Jesus. The cross means suffering, difficulties, hard places. That's what the cross is. There's a cross you must bear. May the Lord help us tonight. Straight is the gate, narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Lord bless and help you. Father, you know I poured out my heart. This little message, and this great message. I pray that, Lord, you will help it. It will have a bearing on every one of us. Lord, help us to walk and go your way. Your holy way. Your good way. Help us to go the way that's straight and narrow that leads to life. Help us not to yield to this influence of the world around us, this pride and vanity and lust, and all these styles and fads and fashions. Lord, help us go the way of holiness, purity, righteousness that leads to life everlasting. In Jesus' precious name, amen.